Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. You know, I tell you, I was sharing this morning by the unction of the Holy Spirit that I've done a lot of shameful things in my life, and I'm not proud of them. Don't misunderstand me. And I tell you, I was a sinner amongst sinners. Do you understand? Can I say it? Can I say it any clearer? So if you say, you know, I remember when you were dirty rotten, I'd have to say, I remember it too. But can I say, I have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed. I've been, oh my God. When I get to heaven, oh praise God, I've been redeemed. Hallelujah. I'm not who I used to be. Do you understand? I'm not what I used to be. Do you understand?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Now I tell you this. If you're bound by sin, you've never given Jesus Christ your heart, I know you're bound by sin. I've been there. I've been bound. I tried to do good, and I couldn't. I was bound by sin. But when he set me free, beloved, do you understand you've been set free from sin? Sin's not your master no more. Sin used to be your master, but sin's not your master no more. Praise God. The Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Hear my Lord. Well, while we're worshiping, I tell you, Brother Alex, do you mind going ahead and let me just do this and just pray over our offering? Would you? Praise God. Why don't we bring our tithes, our offerings, praise God, to just lead us in prayer over it, Brother Alex.
Lord Almighty God, Thank you, Lord, for your word that says for us to trust you.
Yes.
Trust you with our tithes and offerings, God. Yes. Bring them into your house, Lord, that your house will be full and there will be no lack. God, we pray a blessing over these tithes and offering, and we pray a blessing over each and every one of us, Lord Almighty God, that we would give back to you.
Hallelujah.
What is required of us.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Bless this house this day in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Before you seated, it, won't you come and just bring your tithes and offerings? Praise God. Hallelujah, Lord. We'll praise God. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. God's power Hallelujah. Is not tied to his hearing. Amen.
Right.
We don't have to shout for him to do it.
That's right.
Praise God.
Just like he doesn't have to shout for us to listen.
Praise
he
the Lord.
He speaks in the calm. In the
praise
quiet.
The Lord. Praise the Lord.
He listens to
praise
the
Lord.
Way.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, bless the Lord, oh my soul. One of the most precious, powerful opportunities that we have here in the house of God is that we can come and just bear our souls to the Father, pour out. Totally open up myself to God. Lord, come. Do what no man can do. Most powerful, precious thing on this earth. Praise God. Praise the Lord. If I could, let me have, I'm going to call some people up. Y'all give me just one moment, okay? And, well, worship team, I guess y'all can sit down. I like having y'all on the platform with me, but I realize y'all been standing now for, y'all can sit down, take your rest. Let me I want to do something this morning. I want to call up Elder Jesse and Lois. Would y'all join me at the front here? Ken and Joanne Markham, would y'all join me at the front here? And just come up here if you would, and just turn and face the congregation if you would. So Ken and Dory Wilkins, where's Ken? And I thought, could y'all join us here? And I'd like to have Kathy and Alicia. Could y'all join me up here, Volkening? So, 2, 4, 6, 8, huh? She can come.
She can come, thank you.
Yeah, she can come. So, Kathy, you coming? And do I need to come get you? By the way, I don't know if I need to say this, but I'm going to go ahead and say it anyway. So, when the flag was being flown this morning of the covenant, it wasn't a gay flag. It's a shame that we live in a day and time that I'd have to say that in the church, isn't it? I don't mean that. That's not my sermon. I just want you to know, thank you for flying the covenant flag. Praise God. Amen. Promises of God. Amen. Praise God. So, here's, huh? Tabitha, what if... Well, Tabitha, can you join us? Or do you, since Jen lost your paper, okay, good. Praise the Lord. So, let me tell y'all what I'm doing. So, Kathy is here, right?
She's here.
Hey, Kathy. Kathy, you okay? I don't know. Let me say this. So, they have interest and have asked if they could join our church. Well, I'm a happy camper, I tell you. So praise the Lord. So I want to say, there's some churches just this big. So we're very thankful, aren't we? And there's more coming. There's more coming. And so now I understand, and let me just go ahead and say it so I can get the elephant out of the room. So here's the deal. I understand we're Christians, and I understand that we've been bought with the blood, and I understand we're bone of his bone, and we're flesh of his flesh. I get it. But what I appreciate, okay, is that you guys have expressed that you would like to be part of this little work in this corner of God's vineyard called Grace Assembly. Amen. So praise the Lord. And this is what I want to go ahead and express my gratitude over also, that you want to be, committed to God here at Grace Assembly. I love that. And what I want from our congregation is that we just, they've already been approved by the board. And so what I like to do is just have y'all, if you would, if you approve, why don't you just stand, stretch your hands this way toward them, and let's pray over them. Praise God. How about, we all can do that, can't we? Let's just pray over them. So, Father God, hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, for their commitment to you here at Grace. And I pray that our congregation would commit to them. Yes, Lord. If we can help them, we can serve them. Lord, we embrace them. We thank you for the gifts that are in them. All placed there by you, oh God. And so we embrace them. Yes, Lord. We love you and love them. And so, Father God, we pray blessings. I pray, my God, that you use them mightily, oh Lord, to serve here, Lord, in your garden here at Grace Assembly.
Thank you,
we thank you, Father, again, for their commitment. I thank you, oh God, for their love, their compassion for our church, oh Lord, for your church, for what you're doing here at Grace Assembly. We pray all that in your precious name. Amen. Now, won't y'all just come by and just greet them and hug them. Give them the right hand of fellowship. I know it's going to take a little bit of time, but it's okay. We don't do this every Sunday. Just welcome them here to Grace. What do you think? Praise God. You say, well, I'm a visitor. Well, it's okay. You can still say, welcome aboard. How about that? I mean, praise God. Praise God. It'll take just a minute, but it's okay. It'll take just a minute. That was easy, wasn't it? Praise God, 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 praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Where do you want to put that?
Just anywhere.
Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God.
Yes!
Oh,
yes, well, the
ha ha ha. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
This is church, Pastor.
Yes, amen. Mark, I'm going to, I hate to do this to you, but I'm going to change. Can I? And I'm just going to do a little short. Jen, I think, if you don't mind, let's just stay here for just a minute. I just want to do a little something before you leave. It's on my heart. And so I want to change. I have a message. Don't misunderstand me. I've been in 2 Peter. But I have an itch that I need to scratch. So, Mark, if you don't mind, I want you to go to Genesis chapter 6 and I'd like to start verse 5. Let me say this. I want to establish something because quickly, I think that in our day and age and in our culture that people have all kinds of misconceptions about God. And so let me just say this. I think some people actually believe that God is violent, that God has a temper, that God is mean, that God destroys cities, that God destroys, has God's people to destroy other people. And how about this? I'm going to go to the biggie one. And then that God destroyed the entire earth, saving 8, Noah and his crowd. So, but I want you to understand something, beloved. I want you to see something from the scripture because I want you to understand something about the heart of God. I want you as Christians to understand something about the nature of God, so that it'll help you, really, as you continue your journey, it'll help you embrace healthy ideas about your Heavenly Father. Because if you really don't know, I want to remove all doubt. So, I'd like to show you something. God was not provoked to anger when He destroyed the earth. Now, I don't know if you knew that or not. I don't know. But I want to take you to the scripture. I want to show you something. God wasn't mad. God was hurt. I want to show you that, okay? Let's go to Genesis. Father God, I'm just praying, Lord, that you would open our eyes, open our understandings. Let your word find a lodging place. And God, I am praying over your people that this word would lodge in their hearts and bring forth much fruit in Jesus' name. So the Lord saw, and I'm starting with 5, and said, the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intention of his thoughts, of his heart, was only evil continually. You see, God saw it. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth. And it grieved him to his heart. You see, he wasn't mad. He was grieved over the intentions, the evil. So the Lord said, I will blot out man, whom I've created from the face of the land, man, animals, creeping things, birds of the heavens, for I am sorry that I have made them. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. I want you to understand something, beloved. I want you to understand something about your Heavenly Father. He was grieved. And grieving the Lord is a big deal. As a matter of fact, Ephesians, I think it's chapter 4. I think it's long about verse 29 and 30. You could look it up. It says, don't grieve the Holy Spirit. And then it tells you what will grieve him. Bitterness, malice, envy. I'm telling you, he gives you a list, okay? Here's what I want y'all to understand. One thing is, he's not evil. He's not bad. He's not mad. He was grieved. And the other thing I want you to understand, that God, now just think for a minute, God
saved one righteous man and destroyed everyone else except for his family. He saved the righteous man and destroyed the wicked. Let's fast forward. Let's fast forward to our day and our time and our culture. Jesus Christ was the righteous one, and we killed him. We killed the righteous to save the wicked. Now I'm just telling you, that's what I tell you. Now, let me say it this way, because I think it's paramount. For me to reject Jesus Christ, I will reject, you do understand, the very gift that was given to me to be saved. The only thing that can save me, because listen to me, we was all born in sin and iniquity. You know the gospel. It's been preached to you how many times? 7,682 times. 81, you missed the one Wednesday night. Here's the thing. But now God's plan was that I will send my son. Wicked men killed him. They beat him. They placed thorns on his head. They mocked him. They spit at him. He's the only righteous one who's ever lived. I'm talking about pure as snow. And he took on your sins and my sins. He took on our sins that we might could be delivered. It's not like in Noah's day, God was so grieved he killed them all. He already saw. The people in Noah's day, I don't know, because God, when his judgment came, it was over for them. Let me give you another one. Sodom and Gomorrah. Y'all know the stories. Here's what I want you to understand. He saved Lot because Lot was a righteous man. Y'all know the stories. But here's what I want you to understand. For you to now reject Jesus Christ, for you not to want to embrace his teachings, do you see the depth of depravity there? Can you see you are rejecting the spotless Lamb of God who took on your sins and my sins? He took them on himself and died for them. Thank God on that third day. Up out of the grave he came. Praise God. And he lives. And because he lives, you can live also, beloved. We can live. So, I want you to see that your Father, God, your Father, is not evil. He's not mad. I'm repeating myself for a reason. He's not upset with you. I tell you, he was grieved. That's a lot of grief, isn't it? I'm sorry I ever made him. And yet, after the flood, we start back down that road again. But God had made a covenant, the promise. The rainbow in the sky, I won't flood the earth no more. I won't flood it. But we still need a Savior, don't we? We still need somebody to stand in the gap. We still need a spotless lamb, if you would. Praise God. So, understand. Do you understand what you're rejecting? Do you understand who you're not allowing into your heart? Do you understand there is no other sacrifice for your sins? I don't care what you believe. I'm telling you what the scriptures say. Why don't you stand your feet, beloved? You thought I was going to preach forever, didn't you? I do have a tendency of talking too much. Praise the Lord. Sometimes you have some terrible models in earthly fathers, you know, mothers, to model your life after. I get it. I get it. But we have a Christ, the Messiah, who took on the sins of the world, your sins, my sins, Mark, could you just, I put that scripture up if you don't mind. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29-30. I just want the people to see it with their own eyes. I know I said it, but beloved, don't just always go by what is said to you. Search it out. Yes. So it don't matter whether I said it. I don't care if Billy Graham said it. No disrespect to him. I want you to see this. Just Ephesians 4. You got it? Ephesians 4. And I'd like for you to go to 29. Maybe 29 and 30, I think is. Let me read it to you. I want you to see it. See it? Yeah, it says, listen to this, beloved. Christians, I'm calling on Christians. I'm calling born-again believers. Listen to what? Grieving God is a big deal. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths. Doesn't he say anything else? But only such as is good for building up as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. Oh. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Oh, how do I grieve him? You know what? Just keep on talking, you trash. Your mouth wasn't made to be a trash can. Well, praise God. Let me, while they're singing here, let me just say this to you. They're going to sing a chorus. And I want to give you an opportunity. I want you to know God saved the righteous one, Noah. But then God gave the righteous one that you might be saved, that you might be forgiven, that you might... So, beloved, don't grieve him. I don't know what sins so easily beset you, but they cannot. Listen to me. You can't elevate them above Jesus Christ. Why don't you just bow your heads while we sing and just consider what you may be rejecting. What you may be grieving. Now, know this, beloved. Whoever you yield to, that's your master. You can tell me how you struggle. I understand. And I tell you, if sin still has a grip on you, I know you struggle. Because you can't get free. But where you yield yourself, to whom you yield yourself to, I'm talking about spiritual truths, light, and principles here. That is who you, that's who your master is. So, I want to give you an opportunity. You can be free from that today. You can be free from the old slave master of sin today. You don't have to live a life of grieving God. Grieving God, day in, day out, grieving the Lord, just grieving Him, grieving Him, grieving Him, grieving Him. Well, I'd like for you to just be willing to pray with me or agree. Just come in agreement with my prayer. Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me. Forgive me for grieving you. Forgive me. Forgive me of my shortcomings, my sins. Oh, Lord, forgive me. I'm sorry. I do not want to grieve you, Lord. No way, shape, form, or fashion. Hallelujah. Forgive me. Now, Lord, you see their hearts. As you looked on the people in Noah's day, and you saw their thoughts and intentions, you look on us too, and you see our intentions, our thoughts, oh God. You're awesome, Lord. I pray not one would reject you, Lord. No matter where they're coming from, Lord, they'd be willing to let go. Let go. Let go of the sins that so easily beset them and open their hands and receive, oh, from a holy God. So, Lord, I pray over your people now that we go our different ways. I pray, Father God, that you encamp angels round about them, that you keep them safe. No harm or evil come nigh their dwelling. Oh. You may say, Pastor John, do you pray that every time? I do want to pray that every time. Because, see, I do know right here in this sanctuary, right here in this gathering, I know people who have been in accidents, totaled their vehicle, and walked away. Oh, encamp angels round about, oh, Lord, warring angels, protecting angels. Oh, my God, as we go our different ways. Tonight, when they lay their heads on their pillows before they go off to sleep, I pray that you would bring, Lord, to their attention anything that they've not repented over that's grievous to you. Oh, my God, I pray that they would search their hearts. I pray that they'd be willing to let go of it. I'm praying that they would be willing to receive everlasting, eternal life into their lives. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, there's food across the hall. Won't you turn, especially if you see some guests, greet them. Tell them it's good to see them in the house of God. God bless all of you. Have a wonderful day. We'll have prayer.